Everyone, it's a special chus for us, for our yeshiva, to be able to host Ron Lapiansky for shir tonight. Ravon is a very beloved Rebbe of yeshiva, of Rosh Yeshiva, of Yeshiva Gedola of Greater Washington, Silver Spring, Maryland. I've gotten to get to know Ravon for about 2 decades now, and hearing from shir and from him and speaking with him. And Lapiansky is a sought-after speaker who has a unique way of explaining Yesodistic ideas in a very clear yet sophisticated way. And we always appreciate whenever he gives time to learn with our Talmidim. We're looking forward to next year when Rav Lapiansky will be able to come to Yeshiva for Shabbos again, a tradition that we had for many years. We thank him for his words tonight.
I do miss, it's the second year I've missed out being together Shabbos HaGadol actually with the Olam. It's always something very special. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, I guess, gave us some sort of pitsui. We can at least be together in some degree. So I'd like to go through a shtickle and sfasemis on Shabbos HaGadol. Two things. The Sfasemis is a sefer that's extraordinarily chashuv. It's not an easy sefer, even though his words are easy, but he wrote with extraordinary brevity. Rav Moshe Shapiro told somebody, what's form he uses to prepare. The person says a Sfasemis or something else. Rav Moshe asked him, what's the tzushtel? So he asked him, why? They're both very chashuv sfarim, the other safe also. He said, Sfas Emes is kulei hechreach. In other words, everything he writes is solid. It's not could be, maybe, interesting. You know, Sfas Emes is a very, very, goes to the heart of something. It's extremely laconic and says a lot. And it's a safer that really enriches a person tremendously. Shabbos HaGadol, the Torah says, is called Shabbos HaGadol because of the nes that happened. A lot of questions about that, but Eich Shalo Yeh, the calling it HaGadol means that it has some significance beyond it. The Drisha says that, interesting enough, that Moshe Rabbeinu began to teach them the Taimim and Seidus of Torah, and that began to draw them away from Avodah Zarah. I mentioned this time, a lot of time given for Shabbos HaGadol, because I think some of the things that the Sfas Emes says may actually have a lot of bearing on it. So let's start. Ho'inyan hu deyesh katnos v'gadlos. So Shabbos HaGadol means there's katnos and there's gadlos. The musig of katnos and gadlos is a musig that is mentioned actually in Chochmas Apnim, and they talk about Meichen Gadlus, Meichen Katnus, but it's a musig that we need to try to understand it in halachic sense. A gadol is not a tall or big person. A katnus is not a small one. It's one is a bardas, one is not a bardas. But why is that called katan and gadol? So yes, colloquially, he's a small kid, he's a big person, but it's a very, very it seems to be a halachic definition that is the words seem to be way out of kilt with the meaning of it. I was zeichet to see Rabbi Aaron Kotner and Moshe Feinstein. They were extraordinarily short people. And yet they were giants. So why call them? Why the term katan and gadol? What is the term katan and gadol that defines betzim, a person and somebody who's a minor? So the Sfas Emes says hakatnus hu sheresh haetzim sheyesh bechol hoive doimim tzomeh chayim adaber kolechel v'mashu vechein. Okay. let's understand that. The word Godol means to expand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called, Rashi says that Godol is Midas HaChesed. Chesed means where HaKadosh Baruch Hu expands his presence or his felt presence to others. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noite Chesed to me, it means Ki'ilu, I sense, feel, experience a hashpah. So cotton is something that exists within itself. Godol is something that exists in a much bigger sphere of influence, in a much greater sphere than itself. So let's take a look in a person. Every single person, even if he is a newborn infant, has the das, so to speak, or has the potential of das in his brain someplace. Somewhere along the line, the computer or whatever it is that's in the brain that is the person exists already as a cotton. Where does it affect and influence? The answer is no place. A person, let's take a child who is a young boy, extremely bright, but is not yet a bar das. So I'm going to say to myself, he's a very smart kid, but I can't trust him. Why can't I trust him? Because what he knows and understands stays in the little I wouldn't say dalamis, the little dalet etzvos of the brain. It does not affect his sense of things. It certainly does affect his actions. So when a grown up realizes that something is dangerous, it affects how he feels. It affects his reflexes, and he instinctively pulls away from it. A cotton does not have that. A cotton whatever he knows does not in any way move beyond the confines of his brain. So that's called katnus, because it occupies a very small piece of the person, the smallest possible. So everything has katnus. Katnus means when something is in its shoresh, when a stem cell is just a stem cell, that's katnus. All it is the cell. When it begins to develop into something, that's the beginning of a b'chinav gadlus. So everything in the world has two states, a state of katnus and gadlus, and therefore, and when a person becomes an adult, the das flows over into the entire person, and the das becomes a gadol. And one of the terms used is moichin de gadlus, means where the brain, the mind, the understanding goes beyond its metzias. That's the first thing that he says over here. That's the first definition. Ukemoiken, he says, what is true about a person and his inner core is true about the world at large. Ukemoiken ha'olam b'chololoi hayu b'koyach ha'pol b'nifal. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so there is an essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stamped on the world someplace. Where? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he made Shabbos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Shabbos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a seed of Kedusha into the world. How much does this seed affect the world? just about nothing. It's there. So there is a mocker of Kedusha in the world, but it is betzimtzum, it's bekatnus. And that's called Shabbos Bereishis. It's the Shabbos as given at Bereishis. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a seed in the world, and that's it. Avo b'nei Yisrael she'esigu hadas achei tzias Mitzrayim, Moshe kosev v'yedatem ki ani Hashem, hirgishu b'nafshoi somhein ba'asach l'Shabbos Erganos. So let's talk about this a little bit also. Imagine a person has, about Shabbos, it says Ladas Keni Hashem Mikadishchem. He brings the pasuk later. It says Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mikan, that someone who gives somebody a matana is mechuyev to be modia the person gives a matana to. So we know it from Shabbos that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe lech v'idiyam. Let's understand that the musig of das, in the sense of cognition, as producing a difference between katnus and gadlus. Imagine somebody has a packet. A kid found a packet of diamonds, and he puts in his packet. They look to him like marbles. Not even particularly good marbles. They have rough a little bit, and they, you know, not great, but they're, okay, they shine, and they're kind of small and stony and round. Is this kid a millionaire or not? He's walking around with a packet of diamonds that some diamond merchant lost. The diamonds are worth tens of millions of dollars. Is this kid a millionaire or not? The answer is, Pasher Husham, no. Why? Because there's no das. It is das. It does not have any tfis in it. So there is zero. I cannot call the person millionaire if his das has no cognition. He's potentially a millionaire when somebody will tell him, Ingala, this what you have in your packet now is worth tens of millions of dollars, and you know your usher, then he'll become an usher. But until that point, not. So many, any gift, anything that's been planted in the world that has not crossed the threshold of human das is not really there at all in a godlistic form. It's katnus. If you're not, just like if you're not a personal bar das, then whatever you have in your brain and your mind is kind of katnistic. Whatever you possess, whatever resources you possess, if those resources are not understood, then to be such, if there's a lack of das, so Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in the Bria is not it's a seed. It's a diamond that people mistake for a stone. When Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, being that they have das, are the ones that can actually the inherit as a diamond. It becomes a diamond because we understand it. I want to explain a minute the Gemara, when the Gemara says that if somebody gives somebody a matana teiva, he's chayav loidiyai. Let's understand the pshat in that. If let's say somebody comes in and he buys, I don't know, a table. I have a furniture store, and he buys a table. So what he got is the table. That's it. He got a table, and he knows exactly what he's going to do with it. He's going to sit and eat on it. If I give somebody a gift, a table, so the table is only a platform for my feelings, for my yedidus, for my ava to him. If I'm not moedia him, then basically I haven't given him a gift. There's a table there, but there's no matana there. And that's what Chazal is saying. When you give a gift and you want to be mahana the other person with your yedidus or whatever it is, if the person doesn't know, if there's no das in that, then there's not going to be any a gift over here. So the person will have a table, but he's not going to have a matana. So if somebody uses a matana table, is chayav l'dim. The Gemara says if you'll find out anyway, it's okay. It's not a problem. But if without the idea, there's no matana there. So and we learn it from Shabbos that Shabbos itself is something that we don't really have an understanding of it from Shabbos of Maaseh Breishis, and only which is fine matana is when we have that idea. Now he says, so one of the things that Klal Yisrael got when they left Mitzrayim was Das Hashem. Their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was kind of very, very vague from the Ovis, sort of a seed in them, but it wasn't something that they had an awareness of. That became in Mitzrayim. V'yedatem ki Hashem means, like we'd say in Yiddish, I deher it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I become mindful, is the word used today, aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a whole different dimension. Now he says, his next point. V'lachein nikru bnei Yisrael edim, shemeidim b'shavos ha'boreis baruch. So this is a quote from a Mechilta. And it says, Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says, Atem Eidai. Klal Yisrael is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's witness. What do we witness? What is it exactly that we testify? So it says, the Shemeidim b'Shabbos ala Boreis Baruch, Yechsiv be'eid ro'o o yoda. So he says, Klal Yisrael is made on a Kadosh Baruch Hu through Shabbos. Shabbos is the Eidus that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is made the world. The halacha brought down the way Mishmur brings down is when you say Vayichulu, you need two because you're saying Hakadosh Eidus, and so on. So we are made on Kadosh Baruch Hu by keeping Shabbos. So, and he says in the Eid it says Ro'o O Yoda. So it's interesting. The Ramban learns that pasuk Ro'o O Yoda. It says Oy Eid Oy Ro'o Yoda. It talks about someone who has. He knows testimony about somebody and suppresses it. And we have a Shavuos Eidus where we can try to force him to subpoena him and get him to testify. That's the halacha. So the pasuk says Ro'a Yoda. Ramban says it's all the same. There's no such thing. An Eid and Ro'a and Yoda is all the same. The Rabbi Bechaya says over there, very interestingly, that It's different aspects. He says an aide can see something and still not know. For instance, imagine I saw Reuven give Shimon money. Well, it could be a loan, it could be tzedakah, it could be a Shabbos gzeila, it could be a kinyan. In other words, seeing alone is not enough agodas edus. I need to be aware. Let's take another example. If the Eidim saw something, so an Eid who's a cotton can't testify. So we understand that we can't trust a cotton to testify. That makes sense. But if they saw something when they were Ketanim and now they're being made when they're Gedolim, so there's certain things that are Rabbanan allowed, Mishnah, Ksubis, but normally you can't. It has to be, Tchilas of Psul it doesn't work. Why? What's the Seichel behind it? I mean, right now, I'm a gadol. Right now, I'm not a karev. I'm not nagir. So what? The answer is, there is no such thing as just seeing something. Seeing something is the beginning of it. But my mind gives it meaning. So let's take something at a very, very low level. There are people who have good eyesight, their mind, something's wrong, and they can't, they see dots, they see pieces, they can't put it together. The mind is, there's just seeing things doesn't do anything unless the mind understands it and puts it together. A person who's not a trained doctor, I look at somebody and ask him, what do you see? I don't know. A guy looks sick. I wouldn't even be able to tell him things, pale, yellow, this, that, because I'm not conscious of what those things mean. So re'ia is something that is, it's a seed for possibly knowing, but that's all it is. So he says, Klal Yisrael is called Eidim through Shabbos, even though Shabbos is a phenomenon that should affect the whole world, but they have no yediyah, and b'meila, they're not Eidim on it. V'heim beiz madregis t'chsib b'shabbos. Re'u ki Hashem nosa l'chem ha'shabbos. That's the first, that was by Mishal. V'achar kach shenis al b'yisol b'yoysa, nema lodas k'ni Hashem. So the first round of Shabbos was, this is what Hashem gave you. I don't know what it is, but Hashem gave it, so it must be okay. And then, lodas k'ni Hashem, we're able to deher. We're able to recognize from Shabbos the Yad Hashem. V'heim beiz madregish, so now, next point. V'heim beiz madregish eis b'nei Yisrael, shnei kroim abdeh, shnei kroim bonim. So the two different dargis of Klal Yisrael that they're called avodim and bonim also relate to these different things. Eved ha-melech roya kol ma she b'beis ha-melech, avol eino mevin tam kol dova v'nyonoi. Kimoya ben So he says a very interesting analogy. Let's give a marshal a second. Imagine, an Eved, the king's personal attendant, knows in terms of facts a lot more of what the king has in his possession. The secretary or the person, the butler or whatever, know exactly every piece of paper, everything written, where it is, what it is, when he wrote it, and so on. Do they understand the import of it? Do they understand what it is? What is it part of? What's it about? The child doesn't spend as much time there, but the child is in many ways understands much. So when you're trying to when you want to get all the bits and pieces from the king's, from the father's that left over, so fine. So you ask the butler and he brings it. When you want to try to make sense out of it, you ask the son, because after an Eved is sees everything, but the son is someone who is a yodea. So we're Avda Hashem Ebonim. Eved HaMelech Roya Kol Ma Shebeis HaMelech Avol Eino Mevin Tam Kol Dova V'Nyonek Me Aben HaMechapes Giz Ovek Yedua V'Oilom Atzme Kibul HaKdusha Madregis. So the whole world got Kedusha in two levels. First of all, Koidem was Shabbos Breishis Kivoy Shabbos. And that's one of the reasons why we say Zechat Yis Mitzrayim in Shabbos, and it's kind of strange to us. So yeah, there are all sorts of things that you know about Shabbos and Mitzrayim, but it seems odd. And the answer is no, because we deherred the second level of Shabbos only at Yis Mitzrayim. The Kibra Shanaz Yisrael Kalim Kalkisha Shabbos Nisrach Miskal Shabbos Kanal. Once Klal Yisrael understood it, then the whole world began to understand it. I want to explain this also a second. Ideas have a way of sort of a ripple effect. In other words, the concept of a God, of one God, or something that was apps in the world. Avraham Avinu brought it to the world, so Umas Olam did not subscribe to it, but the idea became an idea. The Rambam, in the uncensored version of his Hilchos Melachim, speaks about the Christianity and Islam and what might possibly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reason for allowing it or for having brought it to the world, or whatever, however you want to understand it. And he says, no one knows, but he says, the fact that they brought certain ideas to the world, the idea that ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a geula, of Torah. These ideas that concepts that began to become part and parcel of the world's understanding, that's the mile of it. So until Kleisel came around, Shabbos was a day of rest, if anything. It existed as potential and didn't have any of the qualities of Kedusha that we're talking about. When Kleisel became the Ladas Kini Hashem Mekadishchem, when they began to understand it, that's when they began that's when the world got it. V'kim shenasu b'nei Yisrael keilu mekavgeshu Shabbos, Yisrach v'skadu al Shabbos kanal. So this, first of all, is an answer to why it's called Shabbos HaGodol. In other words, Shabbos, until this came around, was Shabbos in its mini form, in its compact form. It was Shabbos was cotton. When Shabbos crossed over in Geulas Mitzrayim, that's when Shabbos became Shabbos HaGodol. And that's why I thought it was so fascinating, the Drisha's point, that it was the Torah and the Seudas and so on that he taught that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael. I'm going to come back to it in a minute. But Emes, Ki Bnei Yisrael Zochu Lezeh Aydei Golos Mitzrayim, Lekach Bo'u Alabiru, De Sheva Drisha Hakirus La'idim. V'chei Meramzim Me'amaisa Shemi'avoda, So he says that the birurim of in Mitzrayim, the shibud and everything was mevar in Klal Yisrael this inyan. Let's explain. He's saying that it wasn't just a mikra. In other words, this had to go through shibud Mitzrayim in order to get to it. And he mentions the fact that there's drishas and hakiris for the Edom. Let's understand this a little bit. We spoke about this. When you say Edus, you need to have seen something, you need to have information, and you need to understand what you see and so on. Now, when you do drisha v'chakira, when you test somebody's testimony, and I'm using the word test in both understandings of it, I begin to probe, things begin to come out. Let's give a marshal, a marshal we can commonly understand. A good psychologist listens to the story that the person is telling him, and then he begins to ask questions. And the purpose of those questions is to help the person see himself what really was happening. Not so much change of facts, but context. Let's give an example. If somebody comes and says, this guy was screaming and yelling at me, my mother was screaming and yelling at me, my father was screaming and yelling at me terribly, and I'm very hurt, and assaulted, blah, 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 blah. Fine. I'll ask the person, just a marshal, did you look at your father when he was saying that? What did you see? What did he look like? Did he have tears in his eyes? Was he pale? Was he this? And when you force the person to begin to realize that his father was very hurt, devastated, whatever it is, I began to see it in a different light. When I probe the witness, so Hakiris and Vedikis are not just there to weed out the outright liars. They usually tend to be able to conspire. And again, with enough question, you can get at it. But Lamaisa, what you try to do is get himself to see and understand, what did you see? He gave him the money, but was it kind of offhanded? What was he doing when he was giving money? And why would you think it was a gift? Even though he said it, and so on, you know, things, whatever the Hakiris and Bdikas would be, but part of Hakiris and Bdikas is to bring that out. When Klal Yisrael goes through difficult tkufis, then then they themselves begin to struggle. What does it mean to be Jewish? What does it mean to have a Shabbos? It's one of these things that at first thought seems to be counterintuitive, that when people suffer and go through hard times for something, it forces them to go from the phase of Ra to Yada. So a person who, somebody wears a yarmulke, grows up, wears a yarmulke, and that's it. How much is he attached to it? Kacha, kacha. But let's say he's faced with an anti-Semite. He has a new boss. The boss says, I don't allow this in my workplace. The person gets very, very upset. Why? Why is it so important to you? I now force myself to ask myself and to answer the question. So the Hakiris and Bedikis, the Drishas and Hakiris of the Edim, are really what produce Yediyah. So any type of experience of hardship, testing, probing, beer helps the person himself understand it. And that was what the person that was. And then he brings in also we say Shvayis Hashem Kevash Echad, Nesayim Broch, Hazlumaseh, and so on. I want to go back a little bit to the main point that he's saying, because I think that's a very relevant point. I want to just take a minute, Chumash. So we spoke about that the events of Mitzrayim to us were meant to take us from Re'ia to Yediyah, and this is the transition that Klal Yisrael made. It's extraordinary. Vayar Elokim es bnei Yisrael, vayeda Elokim. The Akadosh Baruch Hu's zelu maseh, Akadosh Baruch Hu's reaction. What was happening? Vayar Yisrael, vayeda Elokim. And that's the end that brings us to the point of Geula. So it's incredible that what Akadosh Baruch Hu is doing is exactly mirrors the process that he's putting us through. I want to just sum up a little bit some takeaway from this. Once upon a time, it was thought that raising children to be frum was enough to train them. You train them to be frum when they're young, you bring them to the shul, they participate in all the rites and rituals and way of life, and it's wonderful and it's good. It might have worked maybe in Germany once upon a time. I mean, experience sadly showed that it doesn't work. So learning was seen as being a way in which it ensures that people are shomer Torah mitzvahs. And it definitely is true. I don't think nothing ensures anything, but definitely is a much better way to go, and that's understandable. But really they're missing the main point. The value of mitzvahs is really just katnus. Every single act that we do, every maisa mitzvah that a person does, is a seed, and it has some effect on the person. A person is nifal kefi puloisa. It gives you a ticket to Gan Eden. That's wonderful, but you're missing the point of it. The difference between a person who does something and understands what he's doing, he's cognizant of it, to the person that doesn't have that, is exactly the difference between a katan and a gadol. They both do the same thing. One does it, he does a pu'ula. That's it. There's nothing more that it's not bigger than the act. What did I do? I took a cracker and I ate it. That's what I did. That defines the maaseh. But if a person has an awareness and understanding of what matzah is, and I'm talking about awareness and understanding both mitzad the halacha and mitzad the teichen shabai, if a person has the awareness of what the ma'aseh is, then it expands. Then he's being toyem, you know, lechem oini, and he's being oined varm harbe, and everything that a person understands. And again, I'm talking about both mitzad the lomdos of the halacha, so to speak, and mitzad the teichen shabai. Then the ma'aseh becomes infinitely bigger. You're taking, it's like, if you give a mashal, a person is hungry and he says he likes soup, and this person sees a can of soup powder. He doesn't know better and he takes a spoonful of it. It tastes pretty bad. I guess nutrition, he has whatever it has, but that's it. If the person would understand that this is just the beginning of the process, you have to make soup out of it, it's a whole different world. When we look at kiyum mitzvahs as it, and the learning as some sort of hechatimtza, so you got a ralachas, you want to be inspired so that you do it, then really you're keeping everything at a very katnistika level, and you know that's what it is. When you understand, when you're cognizant, when the more angles, the more aspects of it you understand, the so much bigger is the ma'aseh you're doing. I'll finish off. There's a vart from Reb Tzadik. He says that why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So he says that it says Klal Yisrael took the sheep with Mesiras Nefesh. He doesn't focus on the nest. He focuses on the fact that the Mitzrayim could have really killed us. And we acted, it was our first real schus, that we did something that was dangerous because it was the right thing, because we were supposed to do it. So he said, until this point, the only schusim we had were schus of us. At this point, we had our own schus. So Tzadik says, Gadol v'somech al shulchan aviv katnhu. A gadol who's somech al shulchan aviv, an adult who's still living off his father, is a katn, halachically, in certain things. So he said, we were somech al shulchan aviv until this point, and this is where we became a gadol. So in terms of understanding what this means for us, it means that Baruch Hashem, I assume by and large, most everybody here was raised to be Shomer Torah mitzvahs, and that's wonderful. It's what it should be. It helps us be able to move forward a lot quicker. It means that we're in the right path from a very young age. That's all wonderful. But we're ketanim. If a person does what he does because that's what he was brought up, he's a katan. If a person does mitzvahs because you got to do mitzvahs, and he sort of understands being in yeshivas, the environment is good or whatever, the person's maisim are done katanistic. When a person understands that for Klal Yisrael to attain their stature of being atem edai, to testify that our ma'isim and our presence and our conduct should be a testimony to something, we have to understand what it's a testimony to. And so the Zman, one of the schools of the Zman is to become a gadol. Shabbos HaGadol is a turning point in Klal Yisrael's history when we began to stand on our own feet. And the difference is standing on your own feet or depending on the support you were given is a difference between katnus and gadlus. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha to take the all the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, our upbringing, our everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gave us till this point, And by investing our own Yigiyas HaTorah and understanding, we will become the Hoidiyam, will become the people who know and understand what it is, and will become an Rashi B'dayim Be'ez HaShem. Chag Kosher Sameach to everybody.